This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free coming up tonight. Venice votes to secede, and I'm not talking about Venice, California, the other Venice. We'll tell you more about that. Johnny Ray's got the story. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We have been talking about rape. If you're just tuning in, the discussion is actually on a very unusual type of rape, and that is when a female rapes a male. And according to the statistics, they aren't reported very often. I suspect it happens more often than in a lot of ways. For instance, domestic violence, I think, will probably mirror this to some extent. There are apparently, it's more likely that a female will be domestically violent to a male statistically, but many of those incidents do not get reported to the police. So I don't know how statistics are gathered on them.
Or if they do, a lot of times, you know, I've heard stories. I don't know. Well, you know, what do you know? What do you know when somebody tells you a story? But I've heard stories. Specifically, I heard one today from a woman about her sister and her father getting into an argument, and her sister slamming a door right into her father's face, literally, like she's talking about it struck her father's face. He used his arm to push her, like slowly move her from, you know, out of the doorway, outside of the house, close the door, and they arrested him. So
given that males are not likely to report domestic violence, I would say it's probably also true that males are also not likely to report them being raped by a female, simply because they don't want to seem like, that they don't want to be looked at as somebody who's had that happen to them. They don't want anybody to know about that. It's unmanly, I guess. So your thoughts certainly are welcome here at 855-450-FREE. Mark, you're going to continue with the story here in a moment, but we've actually got Lot on the line in Michigan City, listening to WIMS. Hello, Lot.
Namaste, brothers. Namaste.
Welcome.
Thank you. I wanted to try to see if I could explain creation, that, you know, without, you know, hitting any known religion or any other known thought or idea, philosophy. And that is that I could say that regardless of whatever you believe, we are here. Something put us here. Whether it was randomness, occurrence, whatever, we are here. Well, with that, if we abide by four simple understanding laws and one very good positive law, I think that there's no reason why we can't all coexist and live peacefully, because it will basically take all of the topics, the majority, the main hard-hitting topics in any religion, any spiritualism, and comply it together. And that is, the first rule is that you exist. That's it. There's nothing you can do about it. You, the individual, here exists. Rule two, all comes from one.
I hope we don't have anybody disputing that one. Have you ever had anyone dispute that rule number one?
I've had some people say that they're not here, but I've never had anyone say that they don't exist.
Okay. Number two.
Number two is that all is one, and one is all. So what you think is yourself, and only yourself, is only a mere reflection of how you perceive yourself in amongst everything else. But all comes from one, and one is all.
I'm with you so far.
So we're talking about here that there's no discernible difference between the molecules that are my body and the molecules that aren't my body. Is that kind of the claim?
It's kind of just how you perceive it. It's really what it is. It's your perception of that which is.
It's a remarkably validated perspective by other people, right? Like, you know, there's a lot of sort of argumentum ad populum. You know, the popular opinion is that you are you and I am I. So
right, yeah. That's to keep you separate. If you think separately, then you can divide and you can kind of manipulate a little bit easier. But if we're all united, we're all one, you really can't do that as much as fast. Loss three is what you put into it is what you will get in return. So that's in any aspect. So if you are, quote unquote, doing something, what you put into it, what you are willingly to put into it, you will receive in return. There's nothing you can do about it. That's what
you'll
it
reap,
is. That's the way it
reap,
works.
You'll reap what you sow.
And politicians are pretty good at breaking that rule. You know, they seem to do pretty well without putting a lot into it.
Well, you see, now I also believe in karma. And how the things in which they do, they don't necessarily understand the repercussions of what they're doing. So
I would like very, very much to believe in karma. I want to believe in karma so very badly, but I have a difficult time doing it, and usually it's because of what I see as politicians on a national level, not just in this nation, but all over the world, and what they get away with.
Well, see, I believe that in the essence of karma, what you accumulate in one session, you can't necessarily repay for that in one session because you are unaware of how it really feels and how what it means to be affected. So
I dig reincarnation, too.
Is that what you mean when you say session? You mean a different life? What do you mean by session?
Well, yes. I didn't want to specifically jump into reincarnation. I wanted to try to keep it as backed off as possible. Yes, it's
the idea of
reincarnation.
Well, how about this one with reincarnation? Here's my rebuttal to reincarnation. I like it too, mind you. I like it. I love the idea that, you know, people that are important to me, Ian and I have been going through history together, clashing. Sometimes I'm male, sometimes I'm female, whatever.
You mean we've had sex? Oh, my goodness.
True in the reincarnation spectrum. However, it sounds like a bunch of hooey, and here's the reason, Lot, is because we have 7.1 billion people on the planet, and if you look at humankind and you look at the numbers of people that have been on the planet up to this point, there would be a lot of waiting time between your caveman self and then your Roman self and then your knightly self in the Middle Ages.
That would relate to your perception of what quote unquote time is in past and present. Ultimately, everything is an irrelevance of now. It's just whatever it is, your perception of now alters whether it's past, present, or future. But that's a whole different
topic. Lot, do you operate in your life as though history isn't history?
Well, I learned from that which has happened. I learned
how do you
from
know that?
That which I go through. Right. I know that happened in an event of now, because when it was happening, it was now. When we're experiencing here, it's now. And when we experience tomorrow, it will be now.
I'm sorry. Is now when I read the history book about what happened then when I wasn't there?
You could have been there if you had the idea of past life. See, how it works is it's just your perception. What your perception is in that moment. Right now, your perception is that you are in a radio studio, and I am on my phone standing out in the driveway, and that's our current perception. But if we have the opportunity...
If a blind person believes very strongly that they're walking across a road that has no cars in it, will they be struck by oncoming traffic?
It is possible, because the world is full, life is full of infinite possibilities.
All right, so let's go on with your list.
Okay, and rule four of creation is that change is constant. Change will always happen, except for the first three laws. Change is the constant. And ultimately, what you are changing through is every moment of every day, ultimately, everything is changing.
Man, so, I can't say I can disagree too much here with what you're saying.
So the objective would be to not hold on to that which was, and really focus on that which is. Now, yes, people make events happen that are necessarily unfair or just downright one-sided, nasty, however you want to label it. They should repay for those things because you should be held accountable for what you do. Because the only
totally.
Thing that you have total control over is what you do, how you let anything affect you. So if you
well, I like what you like what you have to say, man. Thanks for the call tonight, and you're welcome to add in here if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. What about karma anyway? Maybe we should look into that as well coming up here. Yeah, I think that's an interesting discussion. You can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. You can also get on the air with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us there. You do need to send a contact request first. Real simple. It will be approved.
Blockchain does it again. Now, if you've got a physical business, you can go to blockchain.com and use their new app on your smartphone to accept bitcoins safely, securely, and for free. You can also use it on a tablet. So whatever sort of point of purchase device that you use, or you can employ in your business, because you can have one exclusively for accepting bitcoins. If, for instance, the customer comes in and says, I'd like to purchase this, and I'd like to purchase it with bitcoins, instead of using the cash register or whatever, you can use the other point of sale device, like the tablet or the smartphone, to accept bitcoins. There's no terms of service or ID requirements of any kind. Now, this is really important. Think about this for a second. Think about the system. Who is going to handle payments processing for you with no ID requirements, no terms of service, completely free?
You just can't find that anywhere.
Zero fees. Yeah, like this is the only thing there is out there like that is cash. And, frankly, the government's trying to do away with that as best they can. Just go to blockchain.com, download the app from Google Play Store, and get started. Zero fees. Blockchain.com.
All right. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We can get back into the rape topic here in a moment. But I thought that Lott's call was interesting. I did agree with a lot of kind of his perspective on things. I like the idea that, you know, everyone is connected. As he said, the one is all and all is one. That's kind of this universal pantheistic view that I happen to like.
I like the ideas, but that doesn't make it really sort of true, you know?
I think there's evidence for
it. It's true. Well, yeah, there's evidence on sort of a molecular level.
That's what I'm talking about.
But
if you'd
like to go ahead and raise my left arm right now, you can do that. Think hard. Concentrate.
Well, no, I mean, there are certain...
Are you saying you don't want to?
It's not to suggest that I have control over you.
Because you aren't me and I'm not you.
Well, that's correct. There are...
Is it correct or isn't it?
Your left arm just went up.
It's both. Both are true. We are individuations of that which is greater than us, which is the whole universe, but we're all interconnected to it. So while we are separate, we're also together.
I'm with you on that. Certainly
it's
we are...
It's a divine dichotomy.
All part of... the greater thing that's out there. I'll give you that. Yeah. We're made of stardust. That's true. But to some extent, I feel like this we are all one thing is used to rationalize socialism, communism. You know, we are all one and the politicians are the brain is the next sort of step in some people's minds, if you get what I'm saying.
I suppose some people might think that.
Some people are like, sure. We're all one. Some Why don't you want to do what I want you to do?
Somebody, some senator or congressman or something said that, I think it was Bernie Sanders said, government is what we do together, which is an upsetting idea.
Right. I mean, I don't want anything to do with the state as it currently exists, considering its level of violence. But let's get into
But
the
you
discussion.
Are one with the people who perpetrate that violence in the state, are you not?
Unfortunately, I am connected to those people. I don't make those decisions personally.
Those people get the validation of the majority of the voters out there. They are the just, the pure, the good, the wholesome, and you are just a stinking piece of gum on the bottom of their shoe. Mm-hmm. You are one person with one opinion, they are one person with the opinion of the masses.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying here is that's a dangerous opinion, and you need to qualify it when it's
What's
stated,
a dangerous opinion?
That we are all one.
Well, it's not. I don't think it's an opinion as much as it is a scientific, you know, fact.
I've demonstrated how it's not exactly a fact.
Well, as I said, it's both. You know, you are
all
one, but you're also
individuals. If you are me and I am you, I can't get you to do anything without using force or violence, as you've suggested. But you're against force or violence.
Yeah.
But there are people who are not against force or violence. We are not one. We are a scattered, shattered bit of a mirror. And, yes, the mirror might have been a hole at one point, but it isn't whole today.
Well, I get where you're coming from. What you're saying is that everybody has their own individual consciousness. And I think that's where, you know, there's truth to both of these statements, that we are clearly... not the same person, necessarily, you and I and Johnny Ray. There are three individuals here in this room. But science suggests that we are all actually, in point of fact, connected. So, you know, that doesn't mean that I agree with what other people are doing simply because I'm inherently connected to them by virtue of the way the universe seems to work, quantum physics, etc. So I don't think to say
quantum
that you're all one.
Quantum physics will always get mentioned within the first 5 minutes of some, usually the first minute of one of these floofy conversations about New Age religions.
Oh, and I'm sure the quantum physicists out there are saying, you know, yelling at their radio saying that I don't understand
the quantum,
quantum physics
has turned off their radio upon hearing you say that. Just so you know.
Well, I can't please I can't please everybody. But anyway, so again, I don't think that it's a mutually exclusive thing to where that we're all one, so we're all part of some sort of hive mind. I don't think that's what I'm suggesting here when I say that. Maybe that's what other people are suggesting when they say that, but I'm not doing that. So, like, I don't consent to what's happening around the world with these various governments murdering people and violence and rape, as we were talking about earlier. I mean, obviously, there are things here that, I mean, if it were true consciously that you were all part of one consciousness, then rape wouldn't exist, right? Because then you'd just be doing it to yourself.
Seems obvious.
Yeah. So, so
all I've tried to point out with Lot's call is what seemed obvious, that things like karma, as much as I like the idea, don't seem obvious to me. Karma suggests that you pay for your actions at some point, and he's correct that it doesn't have to be in this lifetime, according to the sort of the definition, but many people employ it that way. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you're going to get reap what you sow, and you're going to get in this lifetime what you have gotten this lifetime. And I think that demonstrably, national-level politicians, and it doesn't matter this nation, but, you know, generally in nations, tend to not reap what they sow. And that bothers me. I would like it to be so, but I don't see it being so.
Okay.
And further, when we look at things like reincarnation, that the vast number of human beings on this planet, if you kind of go back 100 years, I don't know how many centuries it would take to line up 7.1 billion people. But it would take many centuries because humans were far more sparsely populated prior to the 1900s than they are today.
You know, I'm not here to dissect the idea of reincarnation. That's a whole other conversation.
It is integral to karma. It's an integral portion of the karma conversation.
Right. If you support the idea that the karma thing goes on in future lives or something like that, which really isn't fair to the future life, right? Like if you were crappy in your past life and then the future life gets all this, you know, this crappy deck of cards dealt to them because of that, that's not very fair because that person doesn't remember what they had done previously. But with regard to your statement about the politicians, like from our outside perspective, it certainly looks like these guys are doing pretty well. You know, they get through their political campaign, they finish out their term, they get their retirement, and they usually die, and, you know, they don't die in some sort of horrible manner.
We all die.
They don't pass in a horrible manner. They're not just completely raked over the coals later on. So is it possible, though, that they are experiencing some negative karma, but we don't know about it? We'll come back with more here. Like maybe, you know, their family hates them or something like that. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. And share your thoughts on karma.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies, like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $1.79. 2 cases for only $3.99. $355 or get three cases for only $515 and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're talking about karma. We'll come back to the rape discussion here in a moment as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Do you believe in karma? And what do you have to say to Mark's objection about the politicians? Why don't they seem to get theirs? Let's continue that in a moment.
We're going to Chicago to the North American Bitcoin Conference. It's July 19th and 20th down at the Chicago Cormac Place South building. I suppose the Chicagoans, Chicagolanders in the audience know exactly where this place is. I am, however, going to put it into some kind of map search thing and hope that I get there. But it's going to be a lot of fun. It's the Bitcoin conference is going to have lots of different speakers available, many with a Liberty flair. Philip Filipowski of the Peace Action Network, of course, Ian and I, Trace Meyer of the Armory Wallet, Jeff Berwick, the Dollar Vigilante, will be there. Roger Veer, good friend of ours, and better known as in some cases as Bitcoin Jesus. Charlie Lee, the creator of Litecoin. Kathy Reisenwitz, you like that? Okay. Anyway, Tony Gallippi of BitPay, ever present at these events. You can go get your tickets at btcchicago.com. You can pay in Bitcoin. And this is the first event that I know of that's going to be in the Midwest entirely. So those in the Chicagoland area should, and even as far as St. Louis and places like that, I think that this is, you know, it's worth the drive. It's worth a few hour drive to go to this. And it's a great event. Get your tickets, btcchicago.com. Of course, O'Hare Airport and, or especially Midway is a little closer. of planes from all over the country coming in there. BTCChicago.com. Get your tickets now.
Looking forward to that. BTCChicago.com.
That's correct.
All right. So our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Why is it that if karma exists, and I like the idea, I subscribe to the idea of karma. I think you get back what you put out there. If you put out there a bunch of negativity and you hurt people, you're probably going to have a pretty bad life. There are going to be bad things that will come back to you on that. Maybe not immediately, maybe not the next day, but eventually that'll happen to you. But politicians are hurting people regularly. They are ordering the police to commit violence against peaceful people. They're the ones who are responsible for things like war around the world. But yet they get to retire with sweet federal pensions and their health care is taken care of. Sometimes they get a security detail. So, you know, why is it that the politicians don't seem to reap what they're sowing? Johnny Ray, what do you think about the idea of karma in general? I'm not really sure where you're going to come down on this one.
What do I think of karma in general?
Yeah.
I would have to think about it more. On the face of it, I would say it's bull, and life is just the life that happens here on Earth is just a hard knock life. You get what you get, mm-hmm. and it's because of the circumstances you're in, what you put into it, sure, but is there a supernatural reward or punishment for your behavior? I'll say no, I don't think so.
So I'm going to – another thing that I've thought of on this karma issue I think is that's worth mentioning is like I like karma, the idea – as karma as it exists in the United States as we talk about it, not talking about the sort of the Indian karma and what it really means, but the way it's used here and the mm-hmm. sort of the get what you give, the reap what you sow kind of thing that we talk about here in the United States. I like it, and I think as an operating principle it works every time except for politicians, which then to me indicates that in fact the ideas of liberty are flawed and wrong. If it works every other time in your life, this idea that you reap what you sow, then politicians who do well must be good people who are getting what they sow. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do, but I don't think – I would suspect that politicians relative to the general population are unhappy people.
I suspect you're right.
They're very often rich, and they can exploit the people for their own personal emolument. And – furthermore, I think money really can, in some ways, make people happy, but it's when you come by it honestly and you can be proud of it. A politician who wins a popularity contest, goes to Washington, D.C., and learns how ugly a place it is and continues in that life where he lives off the back of the people, I think he knows what he's doing, and I don't think that lifestyle makes him happy.
Yeah, I don't imagine it to be particularly fulfilling, and I also have to wonder on karma, does the karma have to be paid here, or could it be paid after death? And so what I mean by that is that, for instance, obviously with a politician, maybe they're just living an unhappy life, maybe their family hates them, their son or their daughter can't stand them, maybe their personal life is absolute hell, and you and I would not have any knowledge of that, because all we see is them, you know, getting out of a limousine or some black cab or something like that, and getting on airplanes, and, you know, we don't see them from the inside, we don't know what's really going on. So maybe they are experiencing negative karma in different ways that, you know, aren't so obvious, like they don't get thrown in a jail cell. That would be obvious, right? Like, maybe there's some less obvious ways.
There'd be some help if politicians, now and then, one out of 100, two out of 100 would say something like, I can't live with this anymore. Our existence is that of parasitical animals, leeching off of the taxpayers. We are nothing but violent thugs here in this place, and I must go out and earn a real living. I just can't do it anymore.
Well, did Arnold Schwarzenegger say that?
Arnold Schwarzenegger said power was addictive.
Yeah.
That's all I got from that, and that he wanted to run again. I think it was an admonition that he liked being a politician.
I thought he was calling it quits and going back to the movie world because he was tired of it. And
he had reached the highest position in politics that he could reach. He was the governor of one of the top, probably the most populous, if not the second most populous state in the union, and he couldn't be the chief executive anywhere beyond that. I don't know whether he could be a senator or something like that, but... you know, he was done.
So the other thing I was going to suggest was there's a neat video that Garrett Ian produced. He's the proprietor of freeconquered.org, one of the bloggers at freekeen.com. And it was really memorable to me because it came out of left field. I wasn't really expecting it. It was recorded at the State House after a medical cannabis hearing, actually. This is a few years ago now. And there was a testimony that happened at the State House in front of the panel or whatever. The testimony was from a guy who was in the military formerly. He was a test pilot. And they put him in some sort of a machine that was like a G-force test kind of machine where, you know, it spun him around a whole lot and put a whole lot of pressure on his back, basically. It turned his spine to jelly, if I'm not mistaken. It did not do good things for him. And so he had some sort of a situation with a near-death experience where he described it. It was an amazing description. He described it as experiencing everything he'd ever done in life to other people from their perspective, meaning that if he'd hurt someone, he would experience their pain in that situation. If someone was angered by him, he would experience their anger and their frustration. If he'd helped someone, then he would experience their gratitude or their you know, their appreciation. And I just thought that was kind of an interesting, like...
I love it, Ian. Yeah. Look, I'm not... I'm not claiming I don't love your squishy little happy religious stuff you're talking about. I like it. I said I like the idea of karma. I like the idea of reincarnation.
I was just suggesting that maybe the karma thing might come later on. If it's not always so obvious in our life, maybe there's something else. Maybe it's not the next life.
I feel terrible that these politicians might experience life from somebody else's point of view after they're dead. You know what? If there's a good and good and just and faithful God out there, it would seem, make this karma thing more obvious, right? Like that would be really great, wouldn't it? I would really like that idea too, that God would make it so obvious that evil people reap evil for their evil actions. But I don't see that much.
Share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Again, maybe it's not something that you would necessarily be privy to, whatever that negative karma might be. 855-450-FREE. Take control here on Free Talk Live. And coming up, we'll get back to the rape issue.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants on our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial, 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins, we do. DoorDevil.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time,
even after consuming alcohol.
And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, men, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects. But Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled BUYEPICNIGHTS.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want by dialing toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got all kinds of features on our website. If you like Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on the show, drop by freetalklive.com and get involved, get interactive, and help share the show. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn different ways to do that. If you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What is it? It is a global virtual private network. They encrypt your data. Whatever leaves your computer before it leaves is encrypted by ProXPN software. And that means that when it reaches your internet service provider, which is its first stop on the information superhighway, that the ISP will not be able to know what you're doing online anymore. Right now, they are well aware of what you're doing. Your ISP is likely keeping records of every website you visit, every search term that you enter, and maybe keeping those records for up to 5 years. You can stop that right now by going and getting ProXPN software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices. There's instructions to set up Linux. It's a little bit different. Just email their support department. They'll send those over to you. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go and get started there. You can start for free and experience what ProXPN is like, how simple it is to use. But you're going to want to upgrade to the premium account, because with premium you get unlimited bandwidth with ProXPN. You also get to select the server that you want to connect to around the world. And some servers are better for certain purposes, specifically private torrenting. If you're going to do private torrenting, which is allowed with ProXPN, I'd recommend you connect to their Netherlands server. Then you won't be subject to any matter whatsoever of U.S. Speculation, or not speculation, U.S. watching. The NSA, they won't be able to send you DMCA notices if you're using the Netherlands server. So very, very useful service that they've set up over at ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL and use our code FTL20 to get 20% off the price of their premium account. You buy the annual plan with that code FTL20 and you get the price down to $5 a month. It's just an amazing price for a great service to keep you private online from your ISP's snooping eyes. Possibly also, maybe you're at a coffee shop or something like that. You don't want the coffee shop manager to be able to know what you're doing online, or anybody that's sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. ProXPN protects you from all of that with their encrypted connection. ProXPN.com/FTL. The code is FTL20. As we go to the phones here and talk to Scott in Virginia, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to clarify the definition of karma as I understood it. I was just reading about it recently. And to me, it seems that karma is completely misunderstood in the West. Here is fate or predestination. But really, it's just the universal law of cause and effect. And the word karma literally means action. So
what does that mean, though, to you? I mean, the suggestion being that, Mark, as Mark was saying earlier, that these politicians are causing all of this strife and this death and violence in the world, but yet many of them retire with happy
Joseph
retirement.
Joseph Stalin comes to mind.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I just, I think it makes sense. I mean, it goes so far as to say that, maybe you won't, in this lifetime, you won't receive that effect, but maybe in the next lifetime. It's like a key component of rebirth in the Buddhist tradition, I guess.
Are the Buddhists believers in reincarnation? I know that's kind of a Hindu viewpoint, I'm pretty sure.
I believe so. I'm not an expert on the matter. I'm not Buddhist.
Neither am I. I have been reading a book, actually, about Buddhism, and I've read stuff on it previously as well, but the longest book I've read about Buddhism is the one I'm reading right now, and I can't say that it addresses those issues, although...
It does seem to... Buddhism reincarnation seems to have a reincarnation.
They do believe in that? Okay, that's interesting.
Rebirth.
Very good. Scott, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Anything else you want to get out there?
No, that's pretty much it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
So to some extent, I've had a spiritual change in my life. I used to be much more into the sort of, spiritual stuff that you're talking about, uh-huh. The New Agey stuff. And I like a lot of that stuff. I like it. And I think it's in many ways a way to operate. But having had animals at my property, I can see that, the nicest pigs don't do as well as the meaner pigs. The meaner pigs manage to get what they want pretty well and, dominate the nicer pigs. What does that tell me? Well, what it tells me, what the conclusion I've come to is that we humans, especially specifically here in the West where I've lived most of my life, like the idea of karma. So therefore, we are going to reward people that we believe tend to act well, and we are going to punish people that we believe that act poorly. Right? Makes sense?
Okay. I don't know how many people in the West are believers in karma, but
I think it's ubiquitous. Golden rule, yeah. Reap what you sow, karma. These terminologies are
okay. So different presentations of it. Okay. Right.
Right.
So a Christian may not necessarily say they believe in karma, but ultimately they may have similar principles.
Bet you a lot of them would.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So they would say that in fact this is God's law or whatever that's in the world. And I think in many ways it's true. But at the same time, when politicians appear to be exempt from it, what in fact may be the case is that we humans, in the implementation of this social norm of karma or the golden rule or whatever term we wish, we exempt the politicians from this rule, and so therefore it doesn't get employed upon them. That the rule itself is a...
It's not universal because...
I don't think it's necessarily universal.
Because the universe won't enforce it.
The universe does not enforce it. People enforce it. And people exempt politicians from these rules. So this isn't God's law. This is man's law. And man is remarkably inconsistent.
All right, so let's go to Gen. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on this or any subject at 855-450-FREE. Gen is on the line in Boston. Go ahead there.
Hi. How are you guys doing? I'd like to test the idea that free state should be involved in law enforcement.
You'd like to address the issue of whether free staters should be law enforcers?
Yeah. My thinking is that It's not about the force. It's about the law, the letter of the law that gave the police state such power, because the force, everyone have equal force, the people and the police have equal force. So,
well, I would say the people have more force than the police. I mean, combined, there are far more people than there are police.
Yes. Then why are we afraid of the anti-liberty forces? I think they have a legitimacy, the law behind them. But what we need to do is to be involved in the police force. No, not to kill anyone, to beat anyone up, but to be to peace officers. And I think from listening to you guys know how to take control of the situation and fix it the peaceful way and don't have to resort to so much force. And because people use force because they fear too much. They go in the profession thinking that they want to dominate the people. But as liberty people, we want to, you know, to give liberty to everyone, to have equal rights, to bring nothing to them.
I think that a liberty person can be a police officer. I believe in that. I think that is possible. I think that it's I think it's something that you'd really have to hold your nose to some extent in that process, because there's always that initial phase where you can be fired for any reason. That sort of I don't know if it's like the trainee phase or whatever you want to call it, but the kind of probationary phase where when you get the job as a police officer, there's like a year or however long it is before you're kind of locked in as a tenured bureaucrat. They have the ability to fire you for any reason whatsoever in that first year, and insubordination, I imagine, would be one of those reasons if they tell you, Officer Gen, you're going to go and raid this college party and arrest a bunch of young people for underage drinking. And if you were to say, no, I will not participate in that, then they could probably fire you for that in that first year time frame. So I think to some extent you'd have to be willing to violate people's rights in order so that maybe down the line later you would be able to help try to protect those same people later on.
But I think you have some leeway into carry out the order. You know, nobody wants a person who just follows orders blindly.
They do want that in police departments. I mean, that's definitely what they want, a lot of them. I don't know, Gen, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't think it would work real well for an officer in that probationary period to disobey an order at that point. Maybe they wouldn't get fired right out the gate, but it wouldn't make it easy for them to keep that job, I think, at that point. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He's an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about you.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.